This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
So, Chris.
Yeah?
Imagine yourself on a walk in the woods.
I think I can do that.
It's early spring. Tiny tree flowers are clinging to branches. There's a cascading brook nearby, and a familiar song fills the air.
That's spring peepers.
Idyllic, right?
Absolutely.
Then all of a sudden...
Bugs! Paradise lost!
Well, maybe not. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
Well, first off, let's identify that buzz, because it's not just any bug.
Let's see. In this walk you've had me imagine, it's early spring. So my guess is black flies.
Right. Everybody's favorite bug to hate this time of year. But we put up with them because, hey, it's spring.
Yeah, more hours of daylight than dark, thank goodness. Temperatures on the rise. Break out the t-shirts and the flip-flops.
Water temperatures are just right for black flies, and that's worth celebrating.
Celebrate the arrival of black flies?
Well, sure. Because there are places in the state that don't even have black flies.
Really? They're lucky. How do they manage that?
Well, it comes down to something else you heard during your imaginary walk through the woods. The nearby stream. Whereas mosquitoes thrive in stagnant pools, puddles, and even bottle caps, black flies need cold, clean, open, running water.
So the places that don't have black flies don't have that kind of water source?
Well, not exactly. Urban and suburban developments often put those waters underground or into culverts, and they like to root water where they want it, so black flies have no place to lay their eggs.
Well, it doesn't sound like such a bad thing.
Well, not on the surface, perhaps, but black flies serve an important ecological role. In the fall, black flies lay their eggs in water, where they develop and spend the winter. And when they're in the water column, they act as a sort of filter.
No kidding?
No kidding. As larvae, they feed on tiny pieces of vegetation, converting them into protein when they in turn become an important source of food for fish.
And of course, once they emerge in the spring, the birds, like warblers and thrushes, they rely on them to feed their newly hatched chicks.
Black flies are also important to birds that are just stopping off en route to nesting grounds further north.
If those flies suddenly aren't there, the birds are going to have trouble fueling up to continue their journey north. Okay, so I can get behind black flies as a food source, but they're still annoying.
True, but their presence is an important indicator of a healthy ecosystem upstream.
What do you mean?
Well, if they're around, then so too is clean, clear, cold water. Water that's been fostered and filtered by a healthy forested watershed. So yeah, we should celebrate the emergence of black flies each year.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least the black fly season is short.
Well, as soon as it warms up, the black flies are gone.
Which seems to be earlier and earlier recently.
Well, it used to be pretty reliably, from Mother's Day to Father's Day. But it does seem to be moving earlier. Well, here's an additional consolation. Only half of the flies you see are actually trying to bite you.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, only the females are in search of blood to fuel their reproductive process and nourish their eggs.
So I should be consoled that only 50 out of the 100 bugs swarming me are trying to bite?
That, and it's springtime.
Yeah, it's spring. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Hey, yeah. By the way, Dave, you know how the early bird gets the worm?
Sure.
Well, there's actually some literal truth to that, because like all insects, black flies are cold-blooded and a little lethargic in the morning until the sun warms them up. So the early bird has an easier time preying on these slow-moving bugs.
I'm Peter Biello. On the latest episode of The Bookshelf from NHPR, author Benjamin Ludwig talks about his novel Ginny Moon, a young girl with autism who has trouble speaking up for herself.
Children in general have an uphill battle learning how to speak up for themselves, learning how to speak at all sometimes, and I really did want to give a voice to someone who otherwise would have remained largely voiceless.
Subscribe to The Bookshelf from NHPR on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.